Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Welcome back, everybody, to another mailbag. We are back. Thank you all for all writing in, calling in. We've got voicemails, we've got emails, and Ryan, are you excited?
What do they have? What do we have? What do we have?
Physical mail.
Let's go!
He just Kermited with his own.
He did.
Total Kermiting.
Who sent us mail?
Dude, we have. We're going to just jump straight into the physical mail.
I'm so excited.
No, we got to build up to
it. I know. You're
ready.
Super.
This has
super
been such a thing. Like, I heard a thunk under the table.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
So, we're gonna get started. We have an email here from Mr. Jeff Brown. Thanks for reading my last email. Your show continues to rock. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
As I've listened these many months, I've noticed how you regularly quote other movies while chatting about the movie at hand. So I'm assuming you may be like me and my wife and that you regularly quote movies in your personal life when a real life situation could be enhanced,
Jeff,
or made humorous.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
We never, ever quote. No.
We save all movie talk for this
just
room
funning.
Only.
We never do that. Gosh, idiot.
TV sarcasm is strange in my house. My daughter just turned 18, but even like through the ripe age of 12 and 13, she was right. I remember one day we were watching Rules of Engagement at one point.
Yeah.
We went to the restaurant. My wife had gone away and they came back and the waitress had taken our drink orders and stuff and come back and Kelly's like, oh, you didn't get me anything? Or where's my drink? And my daughter straight up's like, it's not a magic diner, Mom. You have to tell the waitress what you want. I'm like, this is awesome.
That's
meeting
incredible.
Me in full effect.
We're big fans of some of the more obscure movie quotes and less about the mainstream ones like, I'll be back or nobody puts baby in the corner. Do you all have any funny obscure movie quotes that you like to use in your personal lives?
Yep.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I say anytime anyone starts a sentence with my wife, I go, my wife,
you do. It's really annoying.
It's a reflex at this point.
I never say my wife anymore. You've trained me. You conditioned me.
My wife.
It's like Pavlov's freaking Borat.
Yes. I know I might have probably mentioned this before, but Office Space, every time something's not working right, I go, yes, do that. Do exactly that.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's like a go-to in my life. I mean, obviously, anytime I have to say, you know, get down or something, I was get down, you know, it's never.
Right.
We talked about it during the Colonel Guile episode.
Like, yeah. Dude, way back
it's
then.
Tuesday.
Yes.
It's just Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's just Tuesday.
Recently, I don't remember the situation, but it was like somebody said something and I said, I'll call the Brood Squad. I'm on the Brood Squad. You are the Brood Squad.
You are the Brood Squad. Yeah.
It's hard to know. Yeah.
Yeah. From that movie, I always will say, unless I'm wrong. And then I'll be like, and never wrong. And like, no one ever gets it.
It's Spaceballs is the one I do all the time. I go, you know what? When you're right, you're right. And you're always right. That's an obscure line from Spaceballs that John Candy said.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the ones I use every day or like almost every day are the obscure ones that no one's going to
No one knows.
Ours is one that comes out in our house a lot is Land Before Time. It's like only fools are positive. Positive?
See?
Yep.
Nice. There you go.
That's obscure.
That's a good one.
You got one other than your Napoleon Dynamite one?
I probably use them unwittingly.
Yeah.
You talk about Spaceballs. Everybody uses that one unwittingly.
Yeah.
We ain't found
That's yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, you mean to say you ain't found nothing, but you say it like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
He goes, funny story for you. One of our regular quotes is from A Christmas Story from the scene when Ralphie is online to see Santa and the odd kid in leather bomber hat behind him keeps talking about things that he likes. And at one point saying, I like the Tin Man. with an almost wistful inflection. In our house, we use "I like the Tin Man" when multiple people are talking about things that they like. They'll just interject that in. "I like the Tin Man."
That's awesome. Just,
funny story from 9 years ago, when our daughter was 11 at the cafeteria lunch table with her friends.
This better be the same story.
The topic of who likes what for breakfast came up. Chorus of "I like pancakes and I like waffles." And then it got to my daughter and she said, "I like the Tin Man," and smiled.
I had to explain the whole thing.
That's right. Apparently, everyone at the lunch table looked at her like she was on crack. I don't know what it was more. What I was more proud of that day, that she had the cojones to say the line knowing the other kids wouldn't get it, or that she was brave enough to tell her parents about the experience. Hope you and yours have a great holiday season. Jeff Brown from Massachusetts.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, man.
Jeff.
The
cool
kids
dude.
Say the damnedest thing, and when it is you, when you legitimately see your kid as you got to have it the hardest.
Yes.
I mean, your daughters at least for sure, because I've had more experience with them, but I could see it. It's like, oh my God, it's him. He's getting it back.
Terrible. He does throw in a for the list, and we're going to put this on here. It's Time Rider, The Adventure of Lyle Swan from 1982, starring Fred Ward.
Fred Ward in Mom Jeans.
Remo Williams coming back. We already got him up on the wall behind us over there. Yeah. So we'll get another Fred Ward movie on the list. So we appreciate that, Jeff. Thanks, man. Let's go to the phone lines. For those of you who didn't know, you can email the show. Thisshowistrash@gmail.com.
Could do that.
But you could also just call us.
That's true.
And leave your message on a voicemail.
How would you call us?
262-757-8567.
Holy number crap, is that's in like the a show phone
notes.
Number.
I know.
It's an actual phone number, yeah.
You can save us as a contact and then just call us when you're ranting about the show.
Have you ever answered?
I've never answered because it goes straight to voicemails. You don't have to worry about me picking up the phone. It won't happen. Okay.
I think that could be fun too, though.
Let's hit the phone lines and see who's out there for us today.
Hey, DMR crew. This is Bill Gerson again. Merry Christmas to everybody there, yes, including Bob. So I'm calling about something that I feel very strongly about. You know, I'm someone who I love saying things just to get a reaction. Clearly, I have a reaction.
Bill, are you in a wind tunnel right now?
I was just going to say, what we need here, Bill, is we need you to go somewhere where there's not like 90 mile an hour winds.
Walking. He's doing his power walk.
I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, he can power drive in a car and call us.
With the window.
Call us from your coat closet.
What I'm going to say is going to get a reaction, but it's because I feel very strongly about this, but I am saying this. So I'm going to say it right now. You have to have Wonder Woman 1984 on your show. Why?
Oof.
It's a good movie. Not
no,
movie.
Bill,
it
sucked.
Totally. On dessert.
It is 100% dessert. Any of you ever see Wonder Woman 1984?
I probably have, and it's not coming to mind because
it's not from 1984.
Trash.
They called it 1984.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen the new one.
All right, Bill, I'm going to cut the voicemail off there just because I'm having a hard time hearing everything that you're saying. That's not your fault. I appreciate you calling in, but at least you got your point out there about Wonder Woman 84. Did you see it? I'm sorry.
No, if it's the new one, no.
Yeah, it's the new-ish one with, what's his name? From Pedro Pascal is in it.
Oh, yeah, The Mandalorian.
And,
okay.
And Kristen Wiig is Cheetah in that movie.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's absolute garbage.
I probably avoided it because it's trash.
I saw parts of it, and I remember going, this isn't it. But you know, Bill, because it's you, man, we'll throw it on there and see what
we can. And go on the list, sure.
We'll go on the list. Why not? Let's see who else has called us.
Hey, James, it's Nowak. Coming home from my semi-state competition for robotics. Been listening to the show. Great episode this week. I'm glad you agreed with me with Santa with muscles. It's amazing. Truly amazing.
I don't think
I'm
anybody agreed with you and thought it was amazing.
I just want to make sure I'm not comparing it to the other Hogan movies that came before 96. 96 was just that weird year where he had like three movies that sucked. And one of them was freaking amazing. Okay. By the way, Fraggle Rock. Bye-bye.
Joe will be happy.
Yeah. That was a good
Joe
idea I had.
That's good.
With the Fraggle Rock.
That's right. What a great joke you came up with.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Clint, you know what, Clint? I really liked that one. You nailed it. Totally nailed it.
Totally.
Yeah, dude. I think he's in because I said it was a bad movie that rules, that I agree with him, because I think he said it was a straight-up good movie.
Right. Now, we're not agreeing with you. We're not saying it's fantastic.
No.
It can be a bad movie and loved and not be fantastic.
Right. I like
That's
how ridiculously stupid it is. Did you get a chance to watch Santa with Muscles?
I'm 75% of the way through it.
Yeah. And,
so you've
and
seen the whole thing, then?
It's interesting.
You're right at the point where Hogan gets tossed by a freaking by a Santa Claus.
The Santa off the roof.
It'd be more fun to watch with people.
Yeah,
I watched it
for sure.
And it's she likes it.
You're saying Lauren's not people?
Yeah.
She likes the dumbest things. She's perfect for this.
She's perfect for Ryan.
Lauren likes it?
Why do you think she likes me? Okay.
Well, I didn't mean like that's why she likes the dumbest things.
But it's true.
Okay. That's fine. Maybe true. True. Yeah. Like, we're going to get another email here. And thank you, Aaron, by the way. You're thank you for trying to lump me in with you, but please don't. Because while you may love Sand with Muscles, I just love how dumb it is. But I do appreciate you reaching out, brother. Anytime Aaron reaches out.
I look at that movie as a bad movie that rules because like I would be proud to stamp my name on it. I could be any person in that movie. I was like, yep, I was in there. See that? That was me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the guy.
Even not Fenton.
You know the crazy doctor guy?
Yeah, which one? The farts guy?
Fart guy.
The guy who's in the house all the time.
Oh, the lead doctor guy.
Ed Begley.
Lead doctor guy.
Oh, yeah.
My father-in-law got a photo with him because that guy is really into trout fishing, and my father-in-law is like super involved in Trout Unlimited.
Oh.
And so he like knows him somewhat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like Ed Begley, just not in that movie.
It definitely wasn't definitely Ed just Begley's not in that best movie. Role.
No, not at all.
Not by a long shot.
Next email comes in from Jed. He says, hi, new listener here.
Woo-woo. Awesome.
Thanks, buddy. Jed?
I've got to say that I'm really liking the podcast. It's hard going into a movie review podcast or any podcast, really, when you know zero about it or its hosts. However, I did almost quit listening to the Batman 1989 episode when you were April Fool's. Had me going as well. Anyway, after one or two episodes, I knew I would enjoy Bad Movies Rule. The camaraderie the hosts and guests seem to have is one of the things that drew me in and kept me listening along with the entertaining comedic moments and quips. I like how the show is structured as well as the tropes, the little things, etc., and the sound bites that accompany them. I'm currently only on episode 58, but I look forward to hearing all you have yet to go, and hopefully it hasn't diverted too much from this format. Keep it up, guys. Also, Arnold definitely makes most things better. Thanks, Jed.
Jed, email us back when you get to 100 and let us know how you feel about the changes. I mean, I don't think they're that extreme.
Well, the little things is
the gone. Little things.
Yeah, there's gone. A few things that have been switched out. And
earmuffs, Jed.
Sorry. Well, he probably won't hear this one until he gets to this
That's
one.
True. That's fair.
So it'll be a good long while before he hears his response. But yeah, man.
The trash things. Can is a Siegel trash can.
There's now the now it's no longer the Michael Dudikoff trash can. But other than that, I think we've only added. We haven't taken much away.
No, it's pretty much been the same. Just
and if you watch us on YouTube, you'll find out that since we did Spaceballs, spoilers, we did Spaceballs.
Yeah.
There's been a Spaceballs helmet on the trash can.
Dark helmet. Spaceballs was on good movies.
So that section of the room is now neutral. It's no longer negative or positive.
That's true.
We're also now that you're listening to this, Jed, in the future, we're all down below 200. And we're no longer out fat. And we're super buff.
Below 200?
Yeah.
What, beats per minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
We're going to go to our first piece of physical mail.
What? I'd be happy to get under 300.
I probably should have done this a minute ago because Aaron Nowak, who called in with his Santa with Muscles bit, is actually the guy that sent this in.
It's probably a Santa with Muscles poster.
Along with a letter. It says, hey, BMR, I know there's always a want for physical mail and have had this idea brewing in my head.
I also felt
like it was time for a legend to make his presence known in the BMR studio.
That better be a roll of foil from... Iron Eagle.
Three.
I should say Aaron Nowak previously sent us that dream until your dreams come true.
Colonel Guile poster. That.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that poster.
So it's goes, hopefully this made its way to you in a timely manner. If you do not know, this month marks 30 years since the passing of the most underrated action film star of any time period. In all honesty, it took BMR to help me find this long lost legend. I truly appreciate what he did for 70s, 80s, and early 90s cinema. Submitted for the approval of the BM Army, I call this poster the Steve James Unsung Hero Award.
There we go.
I hope you hang it with pride in a spot of prominence and continue to honor the legacy of the legend who deserved so much more recognition than he got when he was with us. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of BMR, Aaron Nowak. P.S. Remember to get your checks and early screenings in, gentlemen and ladies, so we can all kick cancer in the taint. And P.S. The mail clerk at the post office saw the package was being sent to Bad Movies Rule and suggested I should watch The Greasy Strangler.
Oh, no. No. This sounds like something you'd find on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Right. Do you ever pull a Greasy Strangler?
It's from 2016, actually. And it's a 5.7 on IMDb, and it's available on Freevee.
5.7?
So, yeah.
This is almost too good.
That's like America.
It's getting there.
He said it's so bad that it's bad. Apparently, there are also shorts that came out a year later, continuing the story. Shout out to Clerk 19 at the 46614 Post Office. And finally, PPPS, I suggest Ernest Goes to Camp for episode 150.
My kids want me to buy that DVD because it's not on streaming yet.
Yeah.
And they're just like, Dad, can we watch Ernest Goes to Camp?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know.
I've already got episode 150 wired, Aaron, so I appreciate the suggestion.
Maybe but, 151.
Man, maybe somewhere around 150. We'll see if we can get Clinton here to do
whatever. Whenever it actually comes up.
Yeah.
Naturally.
We'll see.
Organically.
It has to be organic.
It is on the list. I'm assuming this is a Steve James poster.
It'd be really funny if
he
it
said
was.
He, that or foil.
He had said that
it would be amazing if it was foil, but
he couldn't find a high res image. He said, so it might be a little pixelated, but from 10 feet away, it looks really great. So if we put it on the wall across the studio, you know, we'll be
You'll
all
never be yeah,
we'll,
be good.
We'll be all set here. So let's get this
just
thing
take
open.
Your glasses off.
Yep.
Just take just my glasses off.
Won't have my contacts in and come into studio.
Do you want me to go hold it up from 10 feet away?
Could you go unravel that and hold it up from 10 feet away so we can see it in its full glory?
That's only 9.5. Oh, here we go.
Look at that. It's him blocking a ninja's sword, the Steve James. That is dope.
That is good stuff. That is
fantastic.
Cool. That's going up on the wall.
Imagine you can all see this.
Yes. We'll post a picture once we get it up and straightened out because it's all kind of rolly-ed up here. We'll get it nice and flat on the wall.
I'm back.
Let's go back.
All right.
We're going back to the phone lines here again.
Hi, homies. Sully here. And I got a pitch for you. Get the Patreon and GoFundMe and crowdfunder ready. You guys got to make another Mummer Man movie.
Oh.
Giving how the fans loved it.
I know somebody who would.
And it's been rediscovered on IMDb. You should totally pull an Evil Dead 2 where you regurgitate the elements of the first movie.
The whole thing.
And make a semi-sequel. Literally, here's the pitch. James and Nicole can be a bunch of... like ex-security guards turned vigilantes who notice that their neighbors are going missing. Ray, Bob, and Kurt can play a bunch of serial killers who are kidnapping people.
What is happening?
Over the top, you know, maniacs laughing like the Joker.
What's Clint going to get to do?
And Stephanie and Ryan can be a bunch of narcs who are like, hey, we got to catch these guys. It would literally just be a fun breaking the fourth wall movie. It would literally be like a feature-length version of like Adult Swim.
This is
for College Humor. You guys can make fun of everything. You could literally just all kinds of blockbusters from Seven to Lethal Weapon.
This yes. has
make
to happen
another
after
Mummer
Escape
Man
from
movie.
Burlington.
You gotta do it. You know you gotta do it. I know you want to do it.
It was
a fun shoot the first time, but if we the fans gave you a budget, it'd be a walk in the park. Mummer Man 2. Make it happen.
All right, Sully. First of all, thank you for your enthusiasm, and I agree that it would be funded. I'd be absolutely down to make another movie with the guys. I just don't want to make Mummer Man 2. That's all. I just would like to do something new and different.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's in the same vein as what you're doing, but not take the Mummer Man character.
That's what I'm saying.
And everything. That's fine. But I truly believe that we got to do Escape from Burlington.
We have got Escape from Burlington.
Escape from Burlington's already on there.
And Tread is happening at some point. So right now, one of our patrons, Ranger Hicks, is writing an audio drama, which we'll just literally be recording on these microphones, about it's like a sequel to Rubber. It's called Tread instead of Rubber. And it's about a tire that, you know, kind of goes on a crazy spree. The
trilogy closes out with Hubcap.
That's right. So we got lots of, but Cam, carcass. I love the ideas, buddy. And keep them coming, man. We're going to do something, I think, at some point.
And then the third one's going to be steel-belted radial.
That's right. Next email comes from Kevin Hales. He says, thanks again for your podcast. I have asked Santa for a Patreon subscription. I'm not done with it yet, but in the one, you were talking about a fog machine inside the MRI rooms. It turns out that you're correct. MRI machines get up there in temperature. That magnet is what we call an inductive load. The larger the load, the higher the resistance, the more heat generated. To cope with this, you have two choices for built-in cooling: a large chiller unit outside that uses cooling water, and as I mentioned, takes up quite a bit of room, or, wait for it, small ones like the portable kind. Use our go-to friend for special effects, liquid nitrogen.
Oh.
So if a coolant line gets hit, fog machine. So this will be an after-the-fact award of the Thomas Technical Achievement Award to whoever figured that out. How about that? We made fun of the fact that a bunch of fog shot out of that because we do no research.
It's completely accurate.
It's plausible. It's plausible. We'll stamp this one plausible.
Yeah. Jamie
like
and Adam say plausible. So here we go.
How about that? Kevin Hales, in parentheses, still working on your gift package. Member number 2 of the Pinellas County Megaforce Fan Club, also HVAC instructor. We appreciate Kevin. Kevin, great email, dude.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
I got to go tear up some MRI machines now.
Right.
For what? You want to get that stuff out?
I want to see the fog. Yeah,
no, going to huff that nitrogen.
Do it, man.
For my... It's really huffing.
It's going to huff the nitrogen.
This is no effect. I don't understand.
It's like 80% of the air that I'm already breathing. What's going on?
Guys, we just got an email from Mr. McFeely. He goes, hey, y'all, Mr. McFeely here. I wrote in several months ago and was thrilled to hear my email read on the podcast. My name is real, but sadly, I'm not related to the beloved mailman on Mr. Rogers.
Aww.
Oh.
Remember when the mailman, yeah. Mr.
McFeely. That's okay.
Speedy delivery.
We still like you, man.
Coincidentally, my dad was a UPS driver for 35 years, so he got that all the time. Man, what you imagine being a Mr. McFeely that delivers packages?
Wait a minute. You're Mr. McFeely, the package delivery guy?
Right?
I would think that your high school guidance counselor screwed you over if he didn't send you down that road.
Right.
Right?
You know,
what good is that high school guidance counselor? If your last name's McFeely, although, and you're not being pushed into some sort of mail or package delivery career.
Although, at the same time, how can you take career selection advice from somebody who ended up a high school guidance counselor?
That's also fair point.
Fair criticism. Based on your results here, I think you need to be a UPS guy.
Yeah, why aren't you?
What results? Well, you wrote your name here.
He goes, I signed up for the...
What?
He goes, I still love the podcast and listen to it weekly.
What are you talking about?
I signed up for the email list and saw December's lineup, which made me think of a childhood made for TV Christmas movie, Babes in Toyland, starring Drew Barrymore.
I made my family watch that last year.
Keanu Reeves.
And... Lauren hates me.
I'm going to point at James from uncomfortably too close, too.
He likes it. He likes it when I do it.
Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Is in that movie?
Yes, and Drew Barrymore.
A cameo by Pat Morita?
Yeah.
Does he talk about...
I bet that guy gets a lot of pussy.
He does that, too.
Beat me to that.
11-year-old Lisa has no time for toys. She's too busy taking care of her siblings and cooking for her mother.
It's true.
During the Christmas Eve blizzard, Lisa travels to a toyland in Wizard of Oz-like fashion and arrives just in time for a wedding. Young Mary Contrary is about to marry mean old Barnaby Barnacle, despite the fact that she loves Jack B. Nimble. I'm assuming that's Keanu.
Yeah.
Lisa tries to stop this terrible wedding and, together with her new friends, discovers that Barnaby wants to take over Toyland. Lisa, Mary, Jack, and Georgie Porgy ask the Toy Master for help, but you can't help them as long as Lisa doesn't truly believe in toys.
You have to see it, dude.
Keep up the great work. Maybe
I have
Christmas.
Never seen this fever dream.
It's literally a fever dream.
I have either.
Maybe next Christmas we'll put it in our rotation for one of these Christmas movies.
I made my kids watch it, and they were like,
thanks, Stephen
McFeely.
Can we
watch something else, Dad? No, they were like, it's okay.
They're like, nah. Nick Munn had a good suggestion. Nick Munn wrote in it with a movie that I actually love that's terrible. Hey, guys, thanks again on another mailbag. There's another bad movie that rules back in the day, and I was a kid anyway, 1991's Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing that movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Drop Dead Fred is a...
We're not going to tell you.
Phoebe Cates from Gremlins has an imaginary friend who's like this British redheaded guy.
Yeah.
This is because I didn't go to the gym with you last night.
It is exactly what
that's
this
why
is.
You're mad.
Now as an adult, she's seen Fred again. It's causing terrible trouble. IMDb ratings of 5.9.
Is it scary?
No.
No.
It's a slapstick.
What's she terrified about?
That rules. It's a bad movie that rules. Thanks again. Or good movie that rules. It should be higher is what he's saying. And on GMR. Whoa. Thanks again, guys, and hopefully I'll hear this one on the mailbag. Nick, you did hear it on the mailbag because as soon as I saw you mention Drop Dead Fred, I was like,
it's automatic.
We're talking about this.
Love that.
Thanks,
automatic.
Nick.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you. But let's go back to the phones. What do you guys say?
All right.
All right.
Who's calling us?
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right, so I was listening to the mailbag, and I heard Melissa Hughes' letter, and she came up with the Ringmaster, which is one of the names I came for James. And then I thought, you know, it's been a couple of months, and I haven't actually heard him read the email on the air, so I'm just...
Okay, so Eric wrote in. This is Eric Valov. I'm surprised he didn't tell us what time it was out in L.A.
Just wait.
He had sent in a letter full of nicknames I know Melissa wrote into. I didn't read it because it feels weird to me to be like, call me these nicknames. So, like, you know what I mean? That's why, but he's going to get his chance now.
I'm going to read the name. Possible nicknames for James. The Ringmaster. La Chancla. Manimal Handler, My Brother's Keeper, Pots of Pain, The One Who Leads This Rabble, King James, Leader of the James Gang, The Four-Star General, Leader of the Council, Big Jim,
No,
El Burro, El Gran Chico,
what?
The Tortured One, Hands of Plastic, and James My Eyes Are Bleeding Hauser.
as opposed to Hands of Steel.
That's
I like that. That's
good. It's just a quick list I came up with. So I figured I'd throw it your guys' way. It is 6:53 a.m.
Oh.
There it is.
How's the traffic?
Yeah, you can't tell us how the traffic is, Eric.
Come on.
Yeah, I thank you for trying to give me a nickname, but I don't feel like...
He has one. It's Jamie, and he hates it.
Well, I hated it when I was a kid. It just kind of went away. I think
like herpes.
They
do that.
I think he means nickname as in like dirt farmer, dirt farmer, the mayor, and
I got
the doctor.
Better.
It got better. Eric, I appreciate you trying to make these nicknames happen, though, dude. At some point, it's going to happen organically, man.
Big Jim.
I have all the faith in the world. Who called this?
Hey, everybody. It's JP. I am currently like some idiot, 45 minutes early to get a root canal done. So I was like, I just finished listening to the latest mailbag. I'll give you guys a call. Great times. So,
anyway, so you have to torture yourself and wait at the dentist's office. So you're just going to rope us into that
45 minutes early
to something that, you know, ain't going to start on time.
Right. To some, you're going to wait another 45 minutes because old Betty Lou got a busted tooth back there and getting her crown redone and probably a root canal and whatever else, denture placement.
You're going to be there for a while, man.
Man, go play in traffic, man.
The fact that y'all are bringing back Were They Paying Attention?
Yes.
I love it. So I'm so glad for that. Can't wait to listen to it.
Wait, the first back?
Yeah, the first episode that came back on was Spoilers. Delta Force 2.
What did he say?
Were you paying attention?
No.
that's the name
the
of
setup.
The game.
Oh, no, that was the name. Setup. Okay. Yeah, yes. Good one. All right.
By the time which I think is going to be the next episode after this is Delta Force 2. So just it's going to be on the post show for Delta Force 2. So just check that out. Yeah.
How does he know?
Because in the last mailbag I said I agree we'll bring it back as he had said talked about bringing it back.
Right. So
I wanted to give y'all my, I've met some celebrities before.
Oh, cool.
And I have a horrible experience with them.
When did you meet Seagal?
So I've met two people. I've met Gladys Knight because she lives in, she has a house in my area.
Did you meet the Pips too?
And I also have met Alfre Woodard. And
I know that
both
name.
Of those were very interesting experiences. So when I met Gladys Knight, I haven't seen what Gladys Knight looked like in the longest time. So I was at a local barbecue place that my buddy's family owned, and she apparently, whenever she's in the area, she goes there. They know her very well and all that. She was there. I'm 6'4", like 330 pounds, okay? I'm a big dude. And she was there, and, you know, she was talking to him and everything. I'm like, oh, hi, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm right behind her. I'm like, hi, you know, blah. And they're like, do you know who she is? I was like, no, I have no idea. And they're like, that's Gladys Knight. And out of freaking nowhere, I go, midnight train to Georgia. On a midnight train.
So you butchered her
You butchered her song right in front of her. That's like
perfect.
If you ever met Vanilla Ice, you'd be like, "Word to your mother."
Yeah, with
I mean,
a
legitimately,
hard
yes. No, I would be like, "Go ninja, go ninja,
go ninja."
It's the chick who drives the horse.
Like, singing "Midnight Train" in Georgia in front of Gladys Knight. I mean, I got super excited. I got to hug her and everything like that.
Yeah. She's like, can I go now?
A little bit.
We're not really good. We got her restrained.
She laughed. She thought it was hilarious. I wish I had.
That's what her publicist
said
to react.
I didn't have a smartphone at the time.
Oh.
When I saw her. But yeah, it was awesome experience for her.
For her.
I really made her day.
Who goes anywhere without a smartphone?
Like,
no, he didn't have a smartphone, but he had a dumb idea to sing the song in front
that
of her.
Also
nobody's
sounds
ever
like
sang
you,
or butchered her song in front of her like that before.
Also,
she's
when
so glad.
When Clint went missing 10 minutes ago and we couldn't find him, I'm like, well, you can't call him. Because
how did you find me? You called me.
I had to go down. I walked into your shop and went, Clint!
Yeah, that's calling me. That's it works. Same it still thing. Works.
All right, let's hear the rest of the story.
To meet her. The other person, Alfre Woodard.
So Alfre Woodard she played the secretary to Bill Murray in Scrooged.
Oh, okay.
She also has been in tons of others. That's just the thing I always think of her in. Your own brother. Yeah. She was also in Civil War. She was the mom that came out to tell Tony Stark about how her kid died in Sokovia and all that stuff.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. It's good stuff.
This is the biggest thing I have ever blundered. Alfre Woodard, and when I used to work at Whole Foods, she was filming some movie that they shot this year, like a few months ago. I had a very bad experience with her because I thought she was Lynn Sigpen.
No, you called her the wrong person?
That's rough.
If you don't know who she is, she was the chief in Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
She's a nobody compared to Alfre Woodard.
That person, the TV show.
I thought that was her. And she goes, no, I'm Alfre Woodard. And I'm like, I don't know who that is.
No!
That's rough.
JP!
You might as well have just said, y'all look the same to me.
No!
You can't do that, dude.
Bro.
That's rough.
And, you know, in faces. And she goes, Lynn Bigman died 20 years ago. And I'm like, I'm going to go die now. I told her.
That's embarrassing. I'm sorry, man.
And I accidentally ran into her again. Like before she left, and she was like, I'm sorry to have been the bearer of bad news. I was like, no, because apparently I'm 20 years too late to have noticed that she died 20 years ago.
That sucks.
And she kind of laughed a little bit, and I was like, I'm sorry so much. I loved you in Heart and Souls, which, if it's not on the list, I don't know. I haven't checked. You need to add it.
It's a Robert Downey Jr.
It does
movie.
Qualify. It's got like a 55% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 73% for the critics. So that needs to be added. But,
all right.
Yeah. Also, when y'all were talking about Santa with Muscles, I just watched that movie. It was very funny to see the transition from Hulk to very white stuntman. You know, a clear difference.
Yes, thank you.
It reminded me of when my buddies and I, when he hosted American Gladiators, and he said brother all the time in that show. So we were like, okay, why don't we turn this into a drinking game?
Don't do that. You'll die. Every time Hulk Hogan says brother.
Yeah. That explains the inability to string together an entire coherent thought here. He played this game too much.
Either that or he got stuck with the anesthesia from the laughing gas from the dentist already, and he's fading.
Bro, the lady at the desk in the dentist's office right now is listening to all of this.
She's like, seriously.
Right. He's
in the waiting room.
Like,
he's not even in his car.
That's what I'm saying. He's in the waiting room.
That was the biggest mistake ever. So every time he said brother, we would take a shot. I swear to God, there was one episode, I think he said it like 50 times.
No.
He just went, hey there, brother. Yeah, brother, you know that brother over there, brother? That brother did that brother thing. Brother, hey, brother.
Get drunk, brother.
Right there, brother.
Take another shot, brother.
I think he knows people are turning this into a drinking game because he's trying to kill America right now.
It was like Robin Schabotsky.
That was the biggest mistake of our lives.
I think it was the second biggest mistake of your life, John.
I think it was.
Good one.
Yeah.
John, I think your Alfre Woodard gaffe was way worse.
I think that was probably mistake number one.
That feels like something I would do, is like mistake the wrong actor, and I would feel really bad if I did that.
We got more physical mail, guys.
What?
What is this?
What's this? From Matt Mulholland.
All right.
Never heard of him.
Our boy Matt.
Matt's cool.
All the way down in Texas.
He's cooler than me.
Drop it. So let's see what we got.
Most people are.
Box of brisket.
It's a fair criticism.
This better be a box of brisket.
But Matt's like
beaver
really
nuggets.
Cool,
beaver nuggets?
Beaver nuggets.
Letter says, Merry Christmas, guys. James, yours is the ultimate answer to the ultimate question. The jerky tastes like a McDonald's burger. Enjoy, Matt Mulholland.
Oh, did he get Bucky jerky in there too?
So we got more beaver nuggets.
Beaver nuggets.
So good.
Which we love.
We will kill those at the gym.
We got...
on the elliptical.
Weirdo Beardo jerky.
What?
Taste my meat, it says on here.
That looks like
it
Weirdo.
It looks like a beard.
It's tan.
What the beef?
He's literally got wrapped Christmas presents in here.
Aw.
It's chocolate covered cherries. You can't open those yet. We gotta wait till Monday.
Hold these for a second.
Can I open them?
Not yet.
A little ASMR for you.
Oh.
It's a wrinkle the paper.
That's gonna be a James and Bob action figure.
I think it might be.
It looks like
they
it could
feel
be.
Like they'd be action figures, dude. Know.
And this is a framed photo of Arnold playing with the James and Bob action figures.
I'm not seeing any writing on here.
Dr. Matala.
Oh, this one says, why not Bob? Okay, all right. So go ahead, Ryan, open your present.
Oh, my gosh. My heart's beating so fast right now.
I
don't even have to go to the gym tonight. This is all the cardio I need.
I so hope it's Bob and James action figures.
Who is it? What is
it? Army of Darkness.
Shut up.
This is, Matt, this is my first action figure I've ever gotten.
Oh, it's Ash Williams.
I am so excited right now. It's incredible.
It's even got mini Ash in there.
It's Ash. You can replace his chainsaw hand with a like glove hand.
That's awesome.
It has the book.
Yeah.
It has the shotgun. It has a mini Ash. It has a Pitchfork.
Nice.
Holy crap, dude.
Do you want to open Matt, the one that says, why not Bob?
If I see you in person again, I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
I'm looking at the back, and it's got Edward Scissorhands on there. There's a lot of these.
Nice, movies. Dude.
A new collection we got to collect.
Matt Mulholland, what a
this
guy.
This is the biggest hit of serotonin.
Right. That's dope, dude.
Dude. I am so happy.
Also
right now.
From Army of Darkness. Oh, it's Evil Let's Ash.
We got go. Evil Ash
from
dude.
Army of Darkness.
For Bobby.
That's awesome,
that's
dude.
That's insanity. Nice. That was cool.
That is you cool. Can't
why it. Not, Bob?
No, this one's
why fine. Not, Bob?
Can we see that one?
No, I can.
Aww.
I'm going to set the beaver.
This thing is awesome, dude.
The beardo,
Matt,
weirdo beardo.
You're incredible, dude.
What
for
dude.
All of my moaning and groaning from physical mail is paid
go.
Off.
That's right? Awesome. All right, let's see what this one is.
This just encourages me to do it again. So you've done a terrible thing, Matt.
It's something in a frame.
And Aaron, thanks for the poster again. That's an awesome poster. What is it? What is it?
It's a Contra poster, but it's actually Arnold from Predator
and Alien
and Ellen Ripley from oh, nice. Aliens.
That's
here. That
awesome.
Is dope
and
as hell,
and Alien
bro.
Are in there. Nice.
This is going up in the studio.
Yeah, that's a sick poster.
That is sick, dude. I'm going to take
Alien versus Predator Contra.
And show it the boys on the Discord and stuff, dude. This is dope. Thank you, Matt. That is an awesome Christmas
that's
gift.
Awesome, Matt.
Matt,
man, I didn't get
you
nothing.
Awesome.
What a G, dude. Don't worry. Clint's going to cop some of these beaver nuggets. I'm positive.
Where they at? No, I didn't get him anything.
Right over here. Oh, I thought you said I didn't get
no,
nothing.
No, I didn't get him anything.
I got you. Yeah, Matt. Now, well, Matt's given us so many gifts over the years. He's got us this awesome signed Peter Weller thing. He's gotten us other signed photographs in there. Tom Arnold signed, sorry, your dad died. Whatever. I mean,
he
it's
got
just,
us the Jaws 2
legend.
Poster, right?
What a legend. Yeah, well, the Jaws yeah. 4 signed
oh,
by,
Jaws 4, I'm sorry.
By your favorite actor from Last Starfighter. So
yeah.
You know, good
when's
stuff.
When's he stopping by?
Dude.
Next Milwaukee Comic Con?
Next time there's a yeah. Milwaukee one. I think he said it was in March. So
we got to get another short
so
film.
So we get him
do.
In here, dude, for him to do that. Yep. Again, that would be awesome.
Sewer Gators 2.
Oh, dang.
Let's do a few more emails and voicemails, and we'll too. Call this thing a...
Psycho Hacker.
Night. Yeah. There you go. Next email comes from Dominic Mitchell. He says, hey, guys, this is Dominic Mitchell. I'm a BAFTA-winning scriptwriter from the UK. That's awesome.
What's
just
BAFTA?
BAFTA is like British Oscars, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's a big okay. accomplishment.
Well, it's almost as big as like the Razzies.
No, the Razzies. No,
I'm just joshing
that's like
ya.
Way to cut the dude's nuts off right
I'm
after
just
he throws
joshing
his
you.
Resume
what's
out
his name
there.
Again?
Dominic.
Dominic, you sound awesome. I'm just joking around.
Just wanted to say you lot are awesome. One of my favorite podcasts. I listen to them when I'm going to bed. My only complaint is you need to review more Steven Seagal films.
Yeah, we do.
That man is the black hole of bad movies. Yes. Until then, keep up the great work. Cheers from so Dom.
They're all on
cheers,
the list.
Dominic.
Dude, we got a BAFTA-winning screenwriter that listens to our show, hates Seagal and wants more Seagal movies. We got to give it to him.
This guy sounds awesome.
We got to do
tell
some more
Seagal
movies.
Tell that number generator to start laying on some Seagal movies.
I will
yeah.
do
right?
more Seagal movies.
So our 2026 BMR Euro tour,
yes,
we'll have to meet up with Dom.
Perfect.
Is this going to be after
we go to Britain?
In
after
2 years.
We go to Brussels?
The UK.
Yeah, when we're yeah. on our way back from getting kicked in the face.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
We have to go to Brussels first to get kicked by
it
Dan.
Might be 2030.
We might
just
Bruce,
so he can sign
Dominic, but
dude,
we'll
Dominic, you could sign my black eye.
That's
yeah.
right. That's perfect. Sign my black eye. Oh, my gosh.
You get a silver Sharpie to sign my black eye.
Next caller.
Sorry about your eye.
Hey, James, it's Nowak. Just wanted to let you know I called you. Just wanted to leave a voicemail for you. Bye-bye.
Oh, he slammed it.
He
got
did.
His slam.
He did the thing.
He called from
he
the
He did the
phone.
Thing.
He
that's
from the
awesome.
Phone.
You're the man.
We got to hear that slam again. Hold on.
Good.
Bye-bye.
There it is.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
And a double
perfect.
Shot on top
double
of it.
Double shot. That's see, we asked
that's
and he
delivered.
We love it, man. Who else is calling?
Hey, guys. It's Adam Austin. And now it's another truck wreck. Just wanted to thank you guys. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I appreciate you guys getting me through some of my 14, 16-hour days. And when I'm out going something in Illinois, whatever, dealing with stupid Chicago traffic.
I get that.
Anyway, you guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. And hope you guys have... Great.
Adam, dude, we appreciate the second half of that. I understood perfectly yeah. after he yelled Chicago traffic. I had a hard time hearing
the yeah, beginning
he
of like, it.
He was saying Merry Christmas through, and Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
We get him through ridiculous days of long hours traffic.
I think he said he wanted you to do a better job, James.
I think that's what he
said. And listen more.
Yeah. I'm trying. My ears are terrible. But thanks, Adam. We appreciate you. We got so many freaking voicemails. I'm trying to catch up through these. Let's hear another one.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just kidding. It's Matt Mulholland.
Yeah, this is the dude that just sent us the gifts. Perfect.
Good timing.
Want to say hey. I was going to pull a whole cable guy thing on you guys and call you multiple times, just leave 100 different voicemails, but I think that would be a little
that's Valoff's
a little
stick.
Too much there. But I did want to say, after listening to the current mailbag, everybody keeps asking for the "Were You Paying Attention?" segment.
Yeah,
I missed the whole "What was your favorite quote of the movie?" Which you guys haven't done for like I don't know, past episodes. The 10th episode maybe.
Yeah,
that was just one of those little things that I missed.
Okay.
But anywho, I want to say, keep up the good work. You guys are doing awesome. I'm going to mail you some physical mail very shortly here.
He did.
How did I get that done so fast?
And I will see you guys in
when will now be then?
March when I'm back in Milwaukee.
Now is now. See, he's coming back to Milwaukee in March.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Nice, brother.
So if I had known that voice, we listen to these as they come. That just proves we do not pre-listen to these voicemails because I would have waited to open the mail until after that voicemail. So Matt's a legend, dude. And yeah, man, we look forward to seeing you in March when you're back out in Milwaukee.
We do the quote thing in the good movies rule.
We do that, yeah. And I'm not against bringing it back.
Well, you could throw in your top three, too.
Throw in your top three if you want.
I like the quote thing. That's a good one.
Three of your favorite things. Let's see. We appreciate it, Matt.
What's your favorite quote from The Net, James?
From The Net?
The end.
No. What was my favorite quote from The Net? See, I've got to like dump all the movies I've watched since then to go back to The Net. I don't remember.
I don't think you there was any dialogue.
You said there was
dialogue.
Nothing quotable from The Net. That's what
I'm surprised you didn't kill me and then...
That was a good line, dude. Yeah. That was a shocking line.
That was shocking.
He was like, what?
What did Sandy Bullock just say?
There's right, still time.
Love your crazy guys show. You guys make every Friday listening to the radio. I have one question. How have we not got you, Bob, to talk about Gleaming the Cube?
It's on the list.
The greatest skater movie ever made.
Wow, better than Thrashing? Better than Thrashing, my guy? I mean, the funny thing about Gleaming the Cube is that was going to be an episode, like in the first 10 episodes. Yeah.
Right.
And then Brady couldn't do it or whatever.
Right, so we held it off.
So we held it off, and then it never happened. It almost happened, like, first
right
10.
Away.
Like, right away. And then just hasn't.
Right. You know what? That happened with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, too.
That also. Yeah, it did. Yeah. So Gleaming the Cube, as Clint says, is on the list. So it has as much a chance as any other movie to be chosen.
One
randomly.
Out of a thousand.
So I feel
I
like
we were going to do that right after Rad or something.
I feel like reiterating this every once in a while because we always have new listeners coming on. So I don't know. We don't pick the episodes. I pick some episodes like it's Christmas time. Let's do some Christmas movies.
Halloween time.
We put all our horror movies on a separate list and did that randomly.
Sequel. The sequel one. Did, right?
I just put all those in. But most of the time, it's just a random number generator that picks the next slate. Like, all the ones we're recording in January were totally random. Unless the ones we have the patrons vote on, but that's about it.
As time goes on, the odds get worse. We started out with a list of 50 movies. We did a draft.
The
we
odds
actually
were pretty
sat
good.
Down and did a draft.
Yeah.
So, like, out of 50 movies, in a year, we'd have done them all.
So right.
But we added movies as people suggest and stuff like that. And we got 1,000-plus movies.
Moral of the story, quit adding movies if you want us to do these movies.
I hear you. All right, who's next up?
I started to watch this movie with incredibly low expectations, but I was pleasantly surprised. Santa with Muscles, it had a poignant quality about it that directing was subtle and the script was perfectly orchestrated. I decided not to analyze the more critical elements, and I really loved it.
What? Why does he sound like he's saying this under gunpoint?
He's reading it.
Yeah, so Hogan's actually there.
Right.
Handed him this piece of paper.
Yeah, right. He's got a gun on him.
Said, read this. Call BMR and read this.
Hogan was surprisingly good, and I am astonished that he is so underutilized. His comedic timing is near perfect. I laughed so much while watching this movie that I almost relieved myself on the couch to avoid missing it. I recommend it to people. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I recommend it to people who aren't critics. It's not Citizen Kane, but my God, it's close. You owe me so much for this game. The time is 5:06.
Oh my God.
That is good.
That was
you made
good.
It seem like you were making him say it. I was like, this has got to be. I was like, this has got to be Hogan's freaking. Hogan's got his freaking agent at gunpoint making him read this statement.
You're gonna read this right now, brother.
Oh, look, our boy DJ Campbell called in,
dropping the bass.
This is DJ Campbell, James. Darn you, sir.
Oh, all right. Let me pause. I'm nervous.
I'm not.
You want to hear what this is.
Continue on.
Let's go.
Do it. Darn you. I'm stripping wire. I go to take a swig. I'm listening to Captain America 1990. And you say, if Chris Evans' Captain America is America's ass, this Captain America's America's asshole, I shot he out my damnness. You guys rule. Keep trucking.
Thanks, DJ. I forgot all about that.
I did too.
That was a hot minute ago. It's true, though. It still rings true to this day. All right, we got a few more minutes. Let's see who else we can get in here on the email. We got Will Valvides, and he says, hello, BMR. I have one for the mailbag. Suburban Commando was never given the final rating compared to recent episodes. Can you provide three best things about the movie from each member? And if it's a good movie, bad movie, the rules, or bad movie, I don't recall you giving that rating.
I'm pretty sure we did that. That's always been a thing.
I don't know if we did. But did you even see Suburban? I watched it.
Yeah,
I've watched it.
I've seen it. Yeah.
I don't know if we've got time in the mailbag to give our three favorite things, but we can at least give you the final rating, I think.
Bad movie that rules.
I would absolutely agree. It's a bad movie that rules.
That's fun. I was on it, so I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
And I think it's not only that. I think it's the best movie Hulk Hogan's made. I think it's better than like No Holds Barred or Mr. Nanny or any of the other ones.
Santa's Muscles.
It was the best one.
It's definitely a bad movie that rules. I mean, it's enjoyable. It's fun.
Three things I loved were the little vignettes that kept coming up through it, though. I'll give you that because I'm pretty sure that even in the episode we said this. Yes. Maybe we didn't call it the same thing.
Right.
Fighting the Undertaker.
Yeah, you definitely called the Undertaker in it. What
him just constantly pummeling the freaking mime. That's it. Like, right. There's nothing else needed. I can watch an hour of him tearing up a mime's something.
I'll get you out of there, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a K-19 force field. I don't know what he actually said, but
I know. Whack.
How about the kid with the skateboard in the end?
Yes. Yeah. And he launches into the stratosphere.
Take that from you?
No. Oh, okay. I was gonna say my favorite line from the movie is, "You're a dead man, Ramsey."
No wonder you guys never talk.
Right.
No wonder you don't talk.
It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. We appreciate your
brother. That movie that rules for sure.
Next email comes from Terry Duffy. He says, I have to say, I absolutely love this show and listen every week. For the longest time, I was told that I was making up a movie I saw. It was about robot pilots who fought each other to control the world's country by country. And for years, my wife said it didn't exist until I showed her your episode of Robot Jocks.
Yeah.
So thanks to this show, I actually won an argument against my wife.
Dude, don't hold it that hard. Only way to lose at winning an argument with your wife is to acknowledge it.
And he spent the night on the couch.
Very careful.
Do not acknowledge this. Do not celebrate it.
Do not let
make
your
sure
wife
she
listen
doesn't
to
listen
this.
To this. Or you are absolutely shocked.
You will have a second night on the couch.
You pretend it never happened.
Apologize, actually, even.
Actually, like, you should say you're
sorry. I apologize, and I don't know. I'm just saying I'm sorry.
I apologize for arguing with you.
I feel bad for even playing
might
the song.
Have been right.
I apologize
for playing the song.
Yeah. The French
to your wife, we're sorry.
He goes, I can't thank you enough for the win. Keep up the... I'm happy. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
He got a
his,
W.
But I feel,
divorce attorney
I feel bad about it, too.
Is happy about
he's,
that episode
He's getting
well.
Flyers in the mail.
Yes.
Divorce?
He's a Patreon member as well.
He's like, hey, do this movie. It's going to help this guy win an argument, and I'll get a divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
One in the bag.
One call, that's all.
Let's go back to the phone lines here.
Hello, this is Zane from, I'm calling from somewhere in the middle of Missouri. I just wanted to say, I love your guys' show. I'm an over-road truck driver.
Thanks,
so
man.
Most of the time when I'm out here driving, I'm listening to you guys. I've gotten from basically Maximum Overdrive up to the present.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to go back and listen to your earlier episodes. And speaking of Maximum Overdrive, that was one of my all-time favorite movies when I was a kid.
It's big with the truck drivers.
And now I've rewatched it as an adult.
So
I realized after listening to your guys' episode, I rewatched it now. And I understand. Like, the I would give all the awards to just the trucks. And I'm sitting here in my truck. These things have this technology that keeps them from, like, hitting cars. It's called F-Cam. If they remade that movie in modern day, it would be impossible because the trucks would just stop themselves before they cream Bible salesmen.
All right, so hold on. There's a thing inside a truck that won't let it hit people?
Well, it's just like collision avoidance technology.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sounds like kind of like what they have in the Teslas, the LiDAR.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that still crash into people.
That's pretty cool.
Hey.
I just saw Teslas actually have the highest percentage of car accidents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Incredible.
Cars, yeah.
And the second thing I wanted to talk about was a movie recommendation.
Ooh.
I want to say, I can't remember the exact year, but I want to say it was the late 60s is when this movie was made, and it was called Moonfire. So it's got a bunch of B-movie actors that nobody's ever heard of. And it's these two truck drivers that have to take $100,000 in two semi-trailers. I guess it's all in pennies. And haul it down into Mexico to pay off the cartel and get a NASA scientist back that the cartel had taken hostage.
Wow. And
the whole movie is just basically these two guys driving into Mexico, and they keep having their own personal conflicts, and they get down to Mexico, and it's just, I think it's just a bad movie, but you guys may think it's a bad movie. It rules.
Nope.
Thank you for taking my voicemail. Have yourselves a great day.
Zane, thanks. Dude, thank you, brother. I love when the truckers call in. I know we've got a lot of people that drive trucks.
They do a ton for us, too.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
The world doesn't go without them.
That's right.
100%. So respect to you. And, yeah, man, Maximum Overdrive, I think it'd be hilarious to make a remake of that and the cars can't crash into anybody.
That'd be awesome.
It just stops.
It'd be great.
The Green Goblin truck just stops right in front of the Bible salesman.
It'd be a five-minute movie. Burp. And I'd be down. I misspoke. There actually is one more.
Hey, guys. So I just listened to Terminator Salvation. I have somebody who wants to say something.
Give me that boner. Listen here. How dare you? This is Christian Bale. How dare
Where's Asia?
Where you say, John Connor's voice is the same as Batman. I can't believe you. I'm a professional. It's totally, completely different. I'm Batman. See, that's Batman. I'm John Connor. See, that's John Connor. Note the difference.
Sorry, guys. I was bored after work. So you're giving you guys a call after.
That was incredible.
Call back again.
Well, I hope you guys have a good weekend. I hope you have a good holiday. And can't wait for the next couple episodes. See you.
That is awesome.
There's the difference.
I don't know if I caught the name, if he even said the name.
No, I don't think he said his name.
Well, it was Christian Bale. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Amazing that Christian Bale listens to the show and is a fan.
You got to call us back.
I think he is.
Where's your voicemail?
It's called Nuance.
Yeah. I'm a professional.
That was perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm Batman.
Let's squeeze one more email in here before we wrap things up. This is from Shane. And he goes, hey, I started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago, and I got to say, it's now my favorite thing to listen to at work. I've been an advocate for crappy, poor quality movies since I saw Starship Troopers when I was 5.
Yeah, Shane.
And seeing Kung Pao solidified my journey into this dry humor pit I found myself in. I believe I have a movie that's overqualified for your show, and I keep this movie in my back pocket to show anyone who enjoys offbeat movies. It's called Hank and Mike. Hank and Mike.
Hank and Mike.
Thomas Michael, Paolo Mancini, Chris Klein, and Joe Mantegna star in a holiday-themed comedy concerning two downsized Easter bunnies whose friendship starts to suffer when the multinational corporation that owns all holidays decides to make cutbacks. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that sounds awful.
Sounds terrible, dude.
The premise is bad. Yeah. I mean, you could still take a premise as bad and make it awesome.
Right.
He goes, while there's a love confession that's about as appealing as a blow-up doll filled with Legos.
What? I'm in.
This movie makes you really pull for these guys. And the reviews aren't bad, but IMDb is 5.8.
It qualifies.
Oh, wow.
A 53% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you don't want to have this on your show, this cringe fest is at least worth of your time to watch the trailer. Also, I don't know how The Room hasn't made it on your show, but I digress. Love it. Love your show. Thanks for doing it. And it's truly made work that much better. So just want to say thanks, Shane, for reaching out, buddy. Dude, we're throwing that one on the list. It sounds terrible.
It sounds awful.
Yeah. But
in
as far
a good
as
way.
The Room, you guys seen The Room?
No.
We've talked about it before.
People have talked about The Room, but I've avoided it.
Tell me what it is. Yeah.
It's the guy that's like, I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. The guy that made the independent film and Greg, was it Sister? I can't remember the guy's name. Him and a guy named Greg were buddies, and they made a movie together. It was Dog Water, and it's become kind of like the most famous bad movie.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
And the reason we haven't done it, at least I haven't done it on the show, is because I'm like, everyone's done The Room.
Right.
Like, it's been done to death.
Yeah, we've talked about that
before. Movie makes fun of itself. I don't, you know, how do really you know what else
make fun of itself?
We could really even say that hasn't already been said.
So was it kind of a parody, though, then?
No, it was the guy made it sincerely, and it's terrible and hilarious, but I don't know what else can be said about The Room that hasn't already been said. Like, all the jokes have been made.
I've never seen it.
You should see it. Watch it.
See it.
I'll watch it with you. I think if we're going to do The Room content, what we should do is do a watch.
Record your
reaction to it and do a commentary to The Room.
Yeah,
let's do it.
That's what we'll do. We'll release that. So
we're actually not going to go to bed tonight. We're just going to watch The Room.
Perfect.
I'm in. No, Jim.
No.
So just want to say this.
We're going to watch.
Hey, can we change this?
James, we're not ending this episode.
We're at an hour, which is about as long as we've ever had a mailbag.
Well, it is the shortest day of the year.
Sorry.
No. It's all good. So we are going to sign off. But just want to say thanks, everybody, that emailed. We didn't get to some emails and voicemails we had to skip over because I got all caught up after the last one. I was like, oh, sweet. And then we just got a ton of more voicemails.
An avalanche.
So, guys, we're trying to keep up, and I apologize.
Can you guys stop liking us so much
if we didn't
talk to us?
If we didn't get to your stuff, just know that we're sorry. And don't let that stop you from sending stuff in the future.
We're sorry. Where's your email?
Email the show, call the show, or send physical mail, P.O. Box 383.
You guys are all awesome.
383, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. So thanks to Matt Mulholland, who sent us literal Christmas gifts. Thanks to Aaron Nowak, who sent us a sick Steve James poster.
Awesome poster.
For the studio. And thanks to everybody who emailed and called in. We appreciate you guys. We'll catch you on the next one.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.